Tyler Plumas did practice today. He was limited. We'll get a chance here over the next couple of days to see if there's any setbacks. But he was approved to practice this morning. And right now there are no setbacks.
Do you then expect him to start if there are no more setbacks?
I don't know. It all depends on his feeling. You know, we'll judge that over the next couple of days, Saturday and Sunday.
How much extra time do you spend watching a guy like Tyler today when he comes back from a concussion? And what are you looking for?
Well, you want to see how he reacts, not only to practice today, see how he practices after you look at the tape. You'll see how he feels tomorrow. I think that's a key, not only tomorrow, but Sunday as well. And you take a look at, you know, his movement when you do look at film. But when he did practice today, he looked pretty good, which is a good sign.
If he was cleared, why didn't he practice fully?
We don't want him to have all the reps, just in case there is a setback. You got to switch the reps. Pretty easy, is that it?
DJ Gomes?
He'll be listed as questionable. Yeah. He was limited today. Same thing.
Mike, after a week of practice for Robert Griffin III, mm-hmm. and he's in the third week of a 2 to 4 week injury, how would you assess his physical progress?
Good. I think he feels you have to ask him, obviously, for sure. But since you don't talk to him until after the game, I guess it'd be kind of tough, right? But right now, you look good day at practice. There has been no setback. I think he gets better and better, more comfortable using the brace. You know, like I said last week, some of the quarterback keeps and some of the scrambles, you could see that it was pretty impressive last week for him to make some of those moves outside the pocket. But it's improved another week, and there should be no setback for him. Okay? Thanks.